RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, John Fanta coming up in about 20 minutes, NBC Sports, Cleveland's own. He has fired Kevin Stefanski as much as I've fired Kevin Stefanski. We'll see what the Pittsburgh win did. And don't ever sleep on a fan of flip-flop.
He's naturally pro-Stefanski. So I think the Fanta flip-flop might be on the table.
You think it's the Catholic roots for both of them? Those just good Catholic boys?
I don't think that's it. There's a lot of Catholics that are head coaches. It'd be weird if that was like I only root for Catholics. Well, I'm sure there are people that feel that way.
I feel like Fan is just a devout man of faith. I could understand if that gave him a little, even if Kevin was like a Protestant, he'd be like, well, he's a man of faith. I like that.
Yeah, oh no, some people do, for sure. No. But you said he fired him as much as anybody, and he hasn't, though. Fanta he's only fired him like twice, and that was very reluctantly.
That's fair. I fired him at least three times.
Remember,
in the last 6 weeks.
Before the season got underway, we got in basically the biggest fights John and I have gotten into in debating who's a better coach between Stefanski and Vogt.
Yeah.
And he was hell-bent on the idea that I needed to be drug tested for thinking it was Vogt.
Yeah, that's, by the way, we don't drug test in radio because there'd be no radio.
There'd be no radio.
Guys, you realize that
I would pass.
If we go all the way,
that's because I'm straight edge at this point.
The Peterlin pass.
You basically CM Thank Punk. You.
I basically am.
If we go all the way back to 1980 and say, all right, going forward, no drugs allowed, would have been off the air by 3 months later.
Or it would have been like me and Jeff Phelps hosting together.
you'd be like negative nine or ten at that point. I was talking about going back to the roots of when, well, I guess it would be the 70s.
It'd just be Jeff Solo until then.
Enjoy that. I think that would be a lot
just
of
waiting,
fun.
Just waiting for me to be born and be as straight edge as I am to then be on the mic with him.
So, look at Nick. He's asleep.
It's the
again.
Prophecy of Peterlin.
There will be a child born in Chicago in the year 1989. 89, right?
89, yeah.
In 1989. And he will be able to supersede Jeff Phelps as the king of clean sports talk.
Someone would call me the prince that was promised.
That's true.
Yeah.
And not you'd be the person. And maybe Dr. Peterlin.
Yeah, and there
but
we go.
That's two people. That's some.
That is.
Now, a criticism that you and I got yesterday from our friend Adam and Rocky River is that we were overrating what we think Shador could be. And you and I both, in our responses to him off air, we didn't say what he could be.
No.
And I think it's been interesting because the reason why I bring this up is not to toss our buddy under the bus. It's actually to point out that that's been a critique that we got yesterday and we've certainly gotten since Shador's, gotten started. Because previously you were the Shador guy and I was the, dear God, I don't want to watch Dylan Gabriel guy. But Shador has won me over in leaps and bounds with how he plays, the heart, the development that we're seeing. I really like the kid. Even if it's not here, I want the best for him because I like what I've seen through six starts. But neither of us have kind of put a name on it. Neither of us have said we think he's a top 10 quarterback at his best 2 years from now, or he's a top 15 quarterback. And I think that's what's interesting. Like, to me, that is when somebody's maybe struggling with what they think of Shador, and maybe they're more negative on Shador than we are. They go, you're overvaluing him, even though neither you or I or most Shador fans that I've heard, meaning like Browns fans that like Shador, not Shador fans that, Colorado and going all the way back, but fans that have watched him in these six games, I haven't heard one person put a ceiling on him or a floor on him.
Yeah, well, what's tough about this is right now, if you try to put ceilings on people and you make comparatives and you use names the way that you wanted to do here, It almost becomes insulting in many ways because everyone, like, so a lot of the top 10 quarterbacks or a lot of the top 15 quarterbacks right now, sound like insults when they're not.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold's a top 10 quarterback. If I said he's got the ceiling of Sam Darnold, people would look at me like I've just insulted the guy to the high heavens. Yeah. Meanwhile, there are all sorts of quarterbacks in that like 16 to 12 range that have really strong names. If you just go by like passer rating for this year, for instance, that's where Justin Herbert lives. That's where all sorts of different guys live right now. But I don't look at Justin Herbert as the 13th or 14th best quarterback in the sport.
Yeah, and I think it also gets tricky because I think the beauty of drafting a quarterback, number one or number two, is hypothetically he could be Joe Burrow. If I guaranteed you he was going to be Jared Goff, you wouldn't want him. You just wouldn't.
Well, Lions fans right now aren't even sure if they want Jared Goff at this point.
The Rams fans 5 years ago didn't want Jared Goff anymore. And by the way, you'd be lucky to have Jared Goff as a starting quarterback.
But Jit Convo on Detroit Sports Talk Radio yesterday, them trying to get rid of Jared Goff.
You just wouldn't sign up for it if it was with the number one or number two pick. So I thought it was interesting. I reached out to, and by the way, Daryl was one of the people that I talked to earlier today. I reached out to a few people and just like, okay, what's the best case scenario for Shador? Like by the end of next year, by the end of 2 years from now, if you roll forward with Shador in 2026 and you get the talent around him, you keep the coaching around him, and he excels, who is he? There were some laughably bad ones.
Were they just talking 2026 or were they talking
like long term? Like long term, okay. What's this ramp up?
Okay.
Like let's say over the next 2 years, right? So 2026 is success. That leads to 2027. So if we ramp this thing up, who do we start to see come out? And I thought it was funny. I did hear Baker Mayfield, which we've made the kind of the cult of personality comparisons between the two before. I also think both guys were thought to be elite with accuracy coming out of college as their elite tools, and having kind of that cult of personality thing that I think some teams love and some teams don't. I heard Lamar Jackson, like a poor man's Lamar Jackson, and I...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I sent a response, is all I'll say. I sent a very, like, snarky
games are just,
response.
Their games are just nothing alike, which also makes this hard, too, because are we projecting out for, are they a top 15 quarterback? Are they a top 10 quarterback? But
I
also
think
then,
that's
is
more,
it, like,
yeah.
does the game have to match, too?
I think it helps if the game matches, if you're talking about singular traits. But I think we're really talking about, like, what range of quarterback. And so this year's a tough one because one quarterback's about to get benched and the other's old as hell and having just kind of a momentary resurgency. I think if we talk career-wise, 3 years from now, everything's gone right with Shador.
Okay.
I think he's somewhere in between Kirk Cousins and Geno Smith. Like, I think he is a really solid quarterback. I don't know you'll ever say he's a top seven or top eight quarterback, but I think he's consistently somewhere between 8 and 14. And I think you can win with that. I think you can win a playoff game or two on any given year with that.
Because, yeah,
like, by the way, that's where Baker is.
And when you say it sounds like an insult, but that's not an insult. You know, like the name I keep going back to in this, and I just keep thinking about it, and it's going to sound insulting to people. This to me is a compliment, though. I don't think of this as an insult, but I think Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of the type of guy that he's going to have all sorts of success when he's on a team that not only does he have the right head coach, but he also has some of the right skill position players. And Trevor Lawrence this year has won double-digit games. Trevor Lawrence this year is thrown for nearly 4,000 yards, has a very high positive touchdown-interception ratio. Like, there's so much you can do with Trevor Lawrence from this season that I think works in many ways. But people hear that, they just think insult.
Yeah. And guys, if this is going to be tough
It's not Josh Allen.
This will be tough for the hardcore Shador fans going back to Colorado to hear, because like I know, I think it was Moni on Twitter saying Joe Burrow. Okay, Joe Burrow is consistently thought of as one of the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. Nobody knows whether he can or can't get to that. It's just if people thought, if anyone thought he could be Joe Burrow, he would have been the number one or number two pick in this draft.
Well, remember, I think people go to that, especially people that have been with him since Colorado, because coming out of the draft, the two comps he kept getting, and if you're thinking glowingly of Shador and was really trying to put on the nice glasses for him, it was Joe Burrow and it was Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as his game matching up with other people's
don't
game.
Don't hate the Jordan Love one, although he doesn't have the rocket that Jordan has. That dude's got a cannon.
And so that's kind of where I kind of fall on that, too, is it's like Jordan's got a stronger arm, but that was part of it, is that the idea that he plays so much between, you know, 10 to 25. But even with Jordan Love, you want to have that discussion. If you're in the area of Jordan Love, that's a great area to be in. That's not only is that not an insult, that's a compliment.
So I think it's important that we kind of put those names on it, though, because again, like, I think so much of the reason why the Shador conversation can be tedious is that everybody's just saying somebody's saying something they're not, right? Oh, you're saying he's the greatest quarterback ever. You're saying he's the worst quarterback ever. And again, I think when we get to the reality of that, that's probably 15% of people on most sides.
I mean, after...
I think there's 70% of people who are like, well, I like the Browns. I think Shador's done some good stuff. What can we go from there?
After year one, how many quarterbacks even get to put themselves up into a category of the Josh Allen top five anyway?
I mean, they only do because they were drafted with a number one or number two pick.
I mean, how...
It's based off draft position, not what you've actually done.
Drake May, we can have a discussion, and we will, in the Peterlin Pass about who's going to win league MVP and if he should be in that conversation. Even if he wins league MVP this year, there's enough people that still won't put him in top five.
Yeah. No, exactly.
I mean, he's knocking on the doorstep of
without
it.
Without a playoff win? Yeah.
No, and there's a real chance they draw Buffalo, by the way, and are one and done this postseason. There's a real chance that happens. So I think there's so many layers to this type of conversation of what you can and cannot become. But I'd say any quarterback after year one, if you're saying they're top five, you probably need to be tested, as we talked about.
Well,
you need
to be tested. I think that's what... Again, I just think it's important that if you're going to talk about Shador, and if you're going to talk about what you like about Shador or what you think he can be, I think it's important to actually like put the name on it, because I think that should derive your expectations, right? Or that should drive your expectations. So, like, if you give Shador number one wide receiver a decent... To me, I think the middle of the line is going to be fine. I think you need really good tackles. If you do just that, I think next year you're talking about a team that's going to be competitive somewhere between 7 and 10 teams.
I think so, too.
And
what's interesting is I think we're going to have a lot of these conversations in the offseason, by the way. I think it's going to be something that we're thinking a lot about. I think right now, why a lot of people that are in Shador's camp and people that like Shador a lot, like myself, I think why we're not doing this right now is that we're still scratching and clawing.
Yeah.
You know, this still feels like a fight, and we're in the middle of this fight right now. And so I think for myself, I personally... I'm taking everything with him basically one game at a time, and that's just how I have to approach this, because with Shador, as we've seen, nothing is ever guaranteed with him. It just isn't, and he's got to continue to earn everything that he's got the way that he's done it his whole entire life, and it's like he just has to knock down those doors one after another, but even in this quarterback battle for 2026, there's still no guarantee that he ends up being the guy. I'd love to say that he is, but the way the Browns operate and the way some of these people around the Browns have operated, after watching how it went last year, I can't live with the idea that he's guaranteed that.
So maybe this is my way of thinking of putting those names on it. One, as of right now, I think this is a one quarterback draft. I'm going to go on until either Moore or Simpson, or if there's somebody else that is contemplating going out that we don't know about. I think it's Fernando Mendoza, and you'll find out. I don't think you're getting Fernando Mendoza. I just don't. And I don't think it makes sense with where you are roster-wise to trade up for him, because I don't think he is Joe Burrow. I don't think he is Josh Allen. I think he's Jared Goff. Fine. Like, you can win a lot of games with Jared Goff. I'm just not trading up for Jared Goff. So if that's off the table, and as of right now, it feels like that's farther off the table than on the table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it's really Shador versus Geno Smith. It's Shador versus Kirk Cousins. It's Shador versus Kyler Murray. And that's why I think it's so. Like, guys, would I rather have Kirk Cousins today or a guy that I can grow into your version of Kirk Cousins? I'll take the guy you can grow into something. Because Kirk Cousins is going to be here for a small amount of time.
Well, it's a year and he's
Kirk
gone.
Be Kirk Cousins, and then peace out, and you're going to be right back looking for a quarterback. Same thing with Geno Smith. Whereas with Shador, even if he is Geno or Kirk, well, you can build over time and win a lot of football games in that time before you get to a point where you have to say, we need our Mahomes, we need our Josh Allen, we need our Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in the retreads. I want to see what Shador has. But that, again, this goes down to the idea that Maybe we'll do more of this in the offseason, but for right now, I'm just scratching and clawing, and we're just trying to fight every day.
I said Geno Smith. I said Kirk Cousins, somewhere in between there. JP saying Trevor Lawrence. When we put a name on it, right, what's the best-case scenario for Shador with the Browns going forward if they stick with him at quarterback in 2026 and 2027? John Fanta answers that question in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.